Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F to N Word. Of course, I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. I know some of you are scared to call. I understand it. You got that nervous tick. You start dialing, it's like, I can't do it. So email me. You got a question, comment, concern, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Any question, comment, concern, be read on the air. And if you want to be anonymous, just say, hey, I want to be anonymous. I got you. No problem. But feel free to email me anytime, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I, of course, am available. Social networking, if you want to holler at me, you want to get to know me, Smooth Drama everywhere. You just, well, not everywhere. I'm not D'Angelo Russell, so I won't be Snapchatting. I'm not on Instagram because I just can't see myself taking pictures all day. I'm sorry. But if you guys want to contribute to the Smooth Drama way and you want to contribute pictures, I know my co-host, Mr. J, was supposed to come back this week, but he had a minor procedure today. So we send our shout out and love to Mr. J. He should be back next week. Absolutely, positively, for sure, he says. In the meanwhile, we wish him a safe recovery. And hopefully he will finally make it back from his severe vagina eating accident. I don't know. I keep saying that. And I know he's listening, like, will you stop saying it? And nope, I'm not going to stop. Anyway, also, my Indiana Pacers clinched the playoffs today. Well, we had clinched the playoffs, but we clinched the seventh seed. And the seventh seed is not really that important. I mean, you know, it just means that the second seed gets to wipe you up. But I'm happy because we got to clinch the seventh seed against a team that I love so much and is a favorite of a good friend of mine, whose name I can't say, Angel, Angel, New York Knicks. So I want to first give a shout out to all the New York Knicks fans out there who happened to watch the game today. Y'all were very gracious in allowing my Indiana Pacers to beat y'all and clinch the seventh seed. It's, you know, anytime that we can do something special, and we do it on the back of the Knicks, it's always greatly appreciated. So, New York Knicks fan, this shout out for you. I mean, I'm clutching my heart and everything. I'm giving the chest bump to my heart for y'all. Because y'all, without y'all, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be possible. Yeah. Anyway, so, getting to the nitty-gritty here. I'm always amazed when people say dumb stuff, and I hadn't been focused on the things that stupid people do or say, but Mac Major, who is a so-called Christian author, he claims that female masturbation, and he makes it clear to say, female masturbation is a direct path of Satan, and says Dildos are used in demonic sex rituals. He's Mac Major of Eden Decoded. He wrote on Facebook that too many Christian women are losing their salvation because they masturbate. Dildos and all of those other sex toys have been used for thousands of years in demonic sex rituals. It's one of the main ways ancient pagan societies worship their demonic gods. And there is nothing normal about it, and shame on any Christian that says so. So yeah, all you ladies who are masturbating, you're calling 666 every time, according to Mac Major. How do you feel about yourself? Because he says females. So I guess the females are dialing Satan, and we males we're just hollering at God. I don't know. When men masturbate, it's like it's heavenly. If females masturbate, it's demonic sex ritual. Or maybe he's saying it's a demonic sex ritual because you don't masturbate when he could see it or when he's there. Maybe that's what it is. Losing your salvation, masturbating. Shame on y'all, ladies. You know what? I have a solution, though. If you don't want to lose your salvation, maybe you should just, like, make masturbation videos and send them here. 'Cause we here at Smooth Drama, we can take some online classes to be ordained ministers. I think it's possible you can do that because you can take classes to marry people online. And I'm figuring that can also take classes to be ordained and I can forgive you. So, yeah, Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com if you want to make that video and do the video call, and I will absolve you of all of your demonic sins, because I'm a nice guy like that. So, well, the chatter said, and who is he calling when he does it? He calls God, of course, or one of the archangels. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And as most of y'all know, in the news, everything is about supposedly the mass attacks. Everybody's talking about the gayness that's out there. I don't know, because there's everything in the news is gay. Talking about the attacks on homosexual individuals, transgender individuals. And so, I'm like, yeah, there's some issues out there that folks are battling over. I can't say that it's necessarily heroic or whatever to say I'm gay, being that gay has been around forever in a day. And I talk about this because there's a discovery. Well, not a discovery. There's an art exhibit in London where it's about a penis pot. Now the article is talking. The guy is saying, "Hey, in the penis pot that the Roman soldiers drank from this, and that they probably had laughs out of it." And I'm like, no, those guys were, they were homosexual, bisexual. So, having a penis cup and drinking out of the penis cup, and quite frankly, drinking from a penis was probably something that they did quite frequently. I don't think there was anything funny to them about it. It's like, hey, I got dick on my lips. It's one of those things. Maybe that was too vulgar. I'm just saying. That's kind of what happened, right? I mean, it's a fact. I mean, they were not, I mean, I've talked about it on the show before. The Greeks were known to be a homosexual society. And the Romans with cauldrons with penises on them would suggest that they enjoyed penis also and drinking from the cup. My cup runneth over with penis. Probably wasn't too big of a shock to them. I don't know. I'm penised out now though, so I got to get off of this because it's too much. But I will talk about something just as lame. Because I know that y'all enjoy lame stories when I talk about people that are crazy, whatnot, and the crazy things that they do. Aaron's Incorporated, which is an appliance and electric leasing company, they have broken the record, the Guinness Book World Record for the longest human mattress domino chain. So they released this video last Thursday showing 1,200 people holding mattresses behind them and falling backward into each other one at a time inside a Prince George County, Maryland warehouse. It was aided by a Domino's expert, and it was certified by a Guinness World Record adjudicator. The previous record had been 1,150 people. Yeah, and it took 13 minutes and 38 seconds for the final mattress to fall. Now, don't y'all feel good about that? Isn't that one of them feel-good stories that just make you say, oh. They had mattresses and they fell on them. 1,200 mattresses. Yeah. 1,200 mattresses. So I just want to say to all the people who participated in that, you are very lame. I mean, I'm not trying to disrespect you in any way, shape, or form, but you are kind of lame if, like, falling on mattresses and breaking the record that, quite frankly, I don't think anybody really cares about. But, yeah, y'all, yes, you did it. I mean, I hope that didn't count as your break, that you got to spend your lunch like, by actually eating, and that didn't just get factored in, and you had to stay OT because you did that Guinness Book of World Record thing. Yeah. Y'all suck. And that's pretty much all I got on that. I don't believe that stuff is important. What's important is people in the Bay Area who diss each other the right way. Like Stockton, a couple of guys in Stockton who got into a fight and did a double stabbing because one of the guys decided to shit on the other one's lawn. And, you know, for the record, when you shit on another man's lawn in front of him, that is the ultimate in disdain right there. I mean, that is gangster. You know, we talk about gangster. We talk about gangster. That is gangster. Because you're basically saying that, you know what? In front of everybody, I'm dropping my shorts, my pants, and I'm showing you how I feel about you by shitting on your lawn in front of you. Yeah. And so, dude started shitting on his lawn, decided I'm going to come out. He starts stabbing him in the head. And I guess he got tired of stabbing him in the head and fell off. And the other guy starts stabbing him in the neck. And y'all going to jail over who knows what for shitting on the other one's lawn. And you couldn't take... I don't know how I would react. I mean, it's not something that you hear about every day. I don't know what anybody else... You know, you're a property owner. You're upset, like, this dude is shitting on my lawn. Like, really? What do you do? Do you go out there and stab somebody that you're arguing with because they just drop one right there on your lawn? Like, ugh, take it. That's how I feel about you. Okay, I'm done. I need a break. This is Sky Zoo. Luxury.
Know what we be on, the first ones to it, everything is FGR. Know what we be on, the first ones to it, everything is FGR. Designer sweats or designer plugs, my fan base pedal krills or designer drugs. Money hand over fist like a Steiner glove. Drop Jeep box seats, what I remind you of. Aura of the city, everything that I came for. And it carry on, I carry on like a wave boy. Hand it work to whoever like it's my aim gone. Fly murder forever like it's your name, Lord. Devil wear Prada, Hitler wear Hermes. Be a Celine with your queen going burlesque. Either that or supreme, I'm supreme, lead a deity. Crowns off the point, high weed where the needle be. And it's leaving legendary if it come to me. Rep means everything, mine means luxury. And we try and turn bread like hardball. Talking Marlowe with a Partlow arms full. If I don't make it, bet the fam will. Watch the city fall in love with us. Clyde Frazier with the hand skills. Double rings, baby, double up.
Yeah, for the same town, main town side, 4 weeks straight front like we ain't rich. Baddest chick you ever seen, nigga, like pull a bottle, so I act like she wanted shit. You know we here for the luxury, yeah. You know we here for the luxury, yeah. Until we built it with that bankroll, you know we here for the luxury, yeah.
Winning lasts forever, baby. Swear to God, it's like we won already. Word to counting everything and we done drunk already. Only thing that they could say is that they wasn't ready. For real, salute to how we was brought up. Fly guy etiquette turned us into marauders. High though etiquette round the way they taught us. And short chains and ball mains, our God want us. Ha! Luxury, see where that'll get you. With a CC or more, try and be like Dan Civil. Print game silly, so my Nike Tech gorgeous. Cash for the friendly, writing for the Forbes. Ha! Yeah, Earl of Pearl when I'm at it, B. So who you love is being me, all flattery. Ha! Flattered to be what they never was. First to the money, everything is FGR. Do believe it though, if I don't make it, bet the fam will. Watch the city fall in love with us. Clyde Frazier with the hand skills. Double rings, baby, double up.
Yeah, for the same town, main town side, 4 weeks straight front like we ain't rich. Better shit get to see, nigga, like pull a bottle, so I act like she wanted shit. You know we here for the luxury, yeah. You know we here for the luxury, yeah. Until we filthy with that bankroll, you know we here for the luxury.
Crowns on the ground, yeah. We about to win. Luxury talk, everybody want in. All day want, with it till it ends. Counting up together, same as it been. Crowns all around, we about to win. Luxury talk, everybody want in. All day want, with it till it ends. Counting up together, same as it been. Know what we about, right?
Yeah, for the same town, main town side, 4 weeks straight front like we ain't rich. Better shit get to see, nigga, like pull a bottle, so I act like she wanted shit. You know we here for the luxury, yeah. You know. know we here for the luxury. Yeah, until we filled it with that bankroll. You know we here for the luxury. Yeah.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Kaizu Luxury. And if you want to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And, of course, as I say, you can email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, that email, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You know how I like to do. I have a drug of the week every week. I try to. And so I picked Botox. You know, I saw the Botox ad and I was like, you know, Botox. Because, you know, Botox is supposed to be the treatment for the overactive bladder, right? But, of course, there are the side effects. So, yeah, you may see too much. You know, you could be in the middle of an interesting conversation, say, hey, hold on a second, gotta use the bathroom. That's not that big a deal. It's not really, I mean, I guess it could be an inconvenience to you because you don't want to constantly get up all the time because you're predisposed to being lazy. But let me tell you about the side effects of Botox, and we'll see if we can compare having to use the bathroom an extra 2-3 times a day to what it gives you. For example, Botox may cause loss of strength or general muscle weakness, vision problems, or dizziness within hours to weeks of taking Botox. And of course, if this does happen, the good people over at Botox says, do not drive a car, operate machinery, or do other dangerous activities, like, you know, the normal stuff you do in your life. Like go to work and work and all that other stuff. Because if you try to do that, hey, you know what? You may pass out and die or something stupid like that. Also, itching, rash, red itchy welts, wheezing, asthma symptom, along with the, you know, the dizziness and the fainting could happen. And they say if that does happen, you probably should discontinue the Botox. Like, no, really? That's not enough. But no, just in case, you know, you may have some bleeding problems. That could happen also. So, yeah. And also if you have ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, you may be at risk of difficulty swallowing and difficulty breathing. So yeah. So let's count down. You could have problem breathing. You could bleed excessively. You also could have some neurological conditions. Welts, wheezing, dizziness, fainting. Can't really work because, I forgot the dry mouth too. I almost forgot the dry mouth. And the added bonus, you can have urinary incontinence, meaning you will have a urinary tract infection or you may not be able to empty your bladder on your own. So you would have to have the catheter placed inside you. So I'm thinking, I can A, just use the bathroom 3-4 extra times a day, or I could take Botox and take my chance on the welt and the bleeding and the asthma and the incontinence and walking around with the catheter. Because, you know, as a single person, nothing says sexy like having that catheter and that catheter bag on your side. Like, yeah, we're going to, hey, baby, check this out. We're going to go on a date. Oh, no. Yeah, that's, you know, that's my bag. I, you know, don't even worry about my trench coat going to hide that. Just hope when you're hugging, it, like, don't come loose and start spilling and spraying everywhere. Oh, that's probably too much. So that's Botox. Woo! Our drug of the week. Speaking of drugs of the week, you know how people feel about their bodies nowadays. But this isn't like a feeling about your body where you're like trying to take care of it, like physically take care of it. Apparently, people are insuring their body, like Mariah Carey. I can't even speak. This is too exciting for me. Mariah Carey has insured her vocal cords and legs for $70 million. So each vocal cord and hamstring she has insured for $35 million each. This is according to TMZ. They also said plenty of people in Hollywood have done it, like Rihanna, Heidi Klum, Julia Roberts, and Bruce Springsteen. They even said Jennifer Lopez insured her ass for up to $27 million. Now, you know, I thought, like, okay. So, ladies and gentlemen out there, I mean, would you insure your body parts? Like, would you, if you feel like you got a nice ass, would you like insure your ass? Like J-Lo did, like, you know what? You look in the mirror and you're like, I gotta protect this ass. Something happens, like you fall down and you fall like on a shard of glass or something and it deflates one cheek or something. I don't know. I'm sitting up there like, I mean, should I started thinking to myself, should I insure my dick? Like, would I insure my penis? Like, okay. I'm not famous. People know me, but they don't know me. So, I mean, could I insure my penis for like $100,000 on the low? And if I get more famous, I can get $1 million for my penis. But then it's like, okay, so I insure my penis. And then what has to happen for them to pay for a new one? I mean, it's like, do I get a new one? Like, if this one doesn't work right anymore? I mean, I'm trying to understand. Kind of crazy. $27 million for your ass. You go, J-Lo. I'm just trying to figure out. And maybe if anybody sells insurance, if you know how that goes, I mean, it's like, what is the criteria for redeeming that? Like, okay. If your ass gets lopsided or something like that, do you get to trade it in, or is it one of those things where, I mean, I mean, because normally insurance is about it dying or you don't replace it unless it's like wrecked. And I don't know how you would wreck it. I mean, I know how you could wreck a body part, but the stuff that they're insuring, do you really? I mean, how do you recognize that? Anybody out there listening can clue me in on it. Feel free to call us 347-826-7435 or feel free to email me. Or you can just jump into the chat room and say, hey, you know, this is my line of expertise and this is how we would handle that. I'd be curious. You know, we can all go to the insurance person together. We can get like a group policy. No, anyway. So, speaking of body parts, now the government is talking about the new frontier for the future of medicine is gut bacteria. Now, we're talking about like the bacteria inside your gut, and they're talking about how gut bacteria within your intestines, whatnot, exert a powerful influence on your immune and endocrine systems, your brain health, mood, and cognitive function, and I guess other key biological processes. So, they talk about the balance of good and bad bacteria in the gut and how it can keep us healthy and or contribute to disease. So, I mean, basically, Uncle Sam is talking about getting all up in your guts. And so I say, ladies and gentlemen, do you trust Uncle Sam to do the right thing inside your guts? It's just such a leading question. It's like, when I'm reading about it, and them talking about bacteria living in us and on us and how it affects our body. And I start thinking like, you know, the history of this country and how they experiment on folks. Do I want the government researching my guts and doing things inside my guts? And I'm sure, I mean, it takes getting all up in them guts, like you would say that in a different form. It takes on a whole nother connotation when scientists say it. Because if scientists want to get all up in your guts, I would take a guess that it is not a good thing. But be on the lookout for that. Hacking your guts. Now, the conspiracy theorist that I am says that you can only hack something that there are computer parts in. So, if they're hacking your guts, are they saying in a coded way that there is something inside you, there are chips inside your gut already that we've already planted there and that thus we can hack you? Sounds far-fetched until you start thinking about, they say, hacking gut bacteria and getting inside your human gut microbiome. Just saying. Sounds crazy until it actually happens. And then when it happens, you have folks like, oh my God, I can't believe it. They hacked my gut. My guts is moving. You know, when people say I'm feeling some kind of way, it's because there's a guy sitting in a little room making you feel some kind of way. If you believe in that sort of thing. If not, we can just talk about something else. Sort of like Cardell Jones, formerly of Ohio State. He goes in about how the NCAA is exploiting its athletes, which we've all known forever in the day I mean, they make millions of dollars, and the student athletes do not make millions of dollars. They get hundreds of dollars, maybe even get thousands of dollars if somebody pays them to go to the university, and then they talk about it after the fact. Statue of limitation goes by, like Shaq said, and yeah, they paid me. Like, yeah, we kind of figured that. Anyway, so what he does is, I mean, because he tweeted way back in 2012 when he asked straight up, like, why do I need to go to class when the only reason I'm coming to school, Ohio State, was to play football? And, I mean, it's a serious question amongst athletes. You know, obviously, they know that they make that money. I mean, obviously, they're playing in front of those 100,000 people every week. And everywhere they go, they're seeing stadiums sold out. They don't get a nickel of it. And they're like, well, I got to go to class. I don't plan on graduating. I don't even care. And we know, yeah, I mean, it's implied that student athletes and that coaches care about the welfare of their players. I mean, as far as staying healthy so they can keep playing every week, but going to class, I'm not going to diss and say, North Carolina, that they only care about you, North Carolina. Going to school so that you can play basketball, North Carolina. Why I keep saying North Carolina, there was a scandal, North Carolina, where they found out that the tutor was doing all the work and the kids did no work. And they just played basketball like they always do. Not really a shock. And so, you know, Cardale Jones, you know, I mean, he's tweeting all kinds of stuff. Like, I'm happy to be done with the NCAA and their rules and regulations. They do any and everything to exploit college athletes, which we know is true. And it's deeper than athletes thinking we should get paid. The NCAA control our lives with insane and unfair rules. And he asked the even more important question: why shouldn't a collegiate athlete be able to use their own likeness brand to benefit themselves, but yet the NCAA can sell their jerseys? Just questions that are out there that I'm guessing he's not the only one. He's just one of the few that's brave enough to come out and say it. So the question is, anybody agree with him? Disagree with him? Think that he and athletes like himself are wrong because they want to get paid? I mean, we know there are two sides of the coin. There are a lot of people who talk that student athlete stuff. You know what? They shouldn't get paid because, you know, they're getting that scholarship, the money, and they're going to school for free. They get that opportunity to get their education. To which I, of course, always retort with the fact that most of the people who are rich, got rich, they never finished college. When they got rich, they dropped out. And I mean, quite honestly, I was a freshman in college, sophomore, junior. Somebody offer you a multi-million-dollar job, or you have an opportunity to make millions, do you stay studying or do you pursue the opportunity to better yourself? I mean, that's the only reason why we go to school in the first place. I mean, there's that few 0.0001% who enjoy academia and like studying for tests and writing papers. But the other 99.99999% of us, we're not really feeling that. But hey, on that note, I'm just going to move on. They had the Colorado shooter. I don't know if you remember the guy who shot up the Planned Parenthood. This dude comes out and says, and he killed three people, by the way, just so you know. He gets in court and he says, well, he hoped that when he died, fetuses would thank him for stopping more abortions. Now, when people say stupid stuff like that, you know, you try to ignore some of it, but at the same time, it's like I have a punishment for people like that who are dumb. I say, and have always thought that, you know, he should have to stick his dick in a glory hole. For those of you who don't know, glory hole is where you stick your penis in the hole, and on the other side, there's somebody who would give you oral copulation. But see, I would say no oral copulation. I would say on the other side of the hole is red ants, and he'd have to do that like once a week. He has to stick his dick in the red ant glory hole, and a bunch of red ants swarm and bite his dick and give him that severe pain. I know it sounds like torture, because it is, but I'm thinking that when you say stupid stuff like that, you should get intense pain put into your life. I think that would stop him from, and it would stop people in the future of trying to use the insanity and saying dumb stuff like that. Maybe the fetus will thank me. Like, no, they won't. And the families of those three people that you killed would probably appreciate you having to stick your dick in the red ant's glory hole. That's just me. I'm into cruel and unusual punishment, as I'm just built like that. But on that note, I guess I probably should just go on break. I'm going to stop. So that's the name of the song. This is Big Pooh. Stop.
Luxury vehicle, not a drop of white in it. Personal license plate, so they know it ain't printed. Cruiser by the cruiser, so they got to see who in it. A young black male with the intent to sell. Happy through the speakers, bump a little bit for real. Go easy on the gas, cause these cops smell a shell. 5 miles later, there's another on the trail. A nigga sweat bullets like he's moving by the scale. Light flash, and light does too. Make a decision what the fuck you supposed to do. With the large in the rear view to serve no protection. Firing shots off, no discretion. First impression can be your last one. You visualize when you pass them. We know the stories and the scene is a continuation. Quiet street to enforce this extermination. Through your mind versus situation. Mike shot with his hands held high. And John got killed because of a damn lie. Kasheem killed blocked away from where Big Mike died. Oscar got shot with his hands cut behind. Sean killed the night before his wedding, that was tough. Diallo shot at 41 times, he cops was nuts. Victor shot handcuffed in the cop car. They ruled the suicides and tell me I'm not far from being off when I'm thinking just to run. It don't matter that I'm innocent when they pointing the guns. My life is in the balance, and I was never trained for this challenge. So to me, that's what lose-lose. This ain't the way we trying to make it on the news. Mama hearing stories about a baby that ain't true. Slammed in the first, dehumanized before you even lower it in the dirt.
shot at 9 times when you was just leaving work. Now who afraid of who? Cops strong guzzle black males like high noon. Guilty I assume what they thinking cause I'm tough. Like one of them guys featured in they book. They ask me where I'm going, state the violation. Right on red light, what's my occupation? License and registration. Tell me where you coming from. I search your car, any drugs, any gun? That's only if you plan it. I responded with a smirk. He shot and looked back, my response was knee jerk. Let off with a warning, consider myself blessed. Only if you alive can understand that it's crack, it's crack, it's crack.
And this is sometimes when everybody gets lucky. And I know I wanna go somewhere, so far away from here. But I don't think you can see. So when I'm stuck.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Big Pooh. Stop. You know, like, stop shooting and killing black folks. I know with all this, you know, North Carolina, oh, they're not allowing gay people to get counseling. Oh, you can't be gay in the state of North Carolina. It's like, well, you know, last time I checked, I mean, because there are a lot of protests. I mean, NAACP talking about we're going to protest North Carolina, we're going to protest Tennessee. And I'm like, well, shit, where was all these folks when black folks were getting shot 2015, like every other week? I know it was a couple of riots, but it wasn't like in the news every day. Like, oh, this is important. It's got to stop. But, hey, I guess that type stuff is not important. Now, I know some of y'all may have seen that that teacher who hit a student in class and it's video, you know, because the kid is like, you know, she's hitting the kid, white woman hitting the kid, like, bam, 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 hitting him. He's like, why you do that? And she's, you know, she's like, you trying to stop these other kids from graduating, you know, like a kid disrupting the class. And, you know, he's like, why you do that? And she's like, why you do that? Like, mocking him. And now, first, she's wrong, because obviously, you know, put your hand on the kids, even though if you work with kids, you work in the school setting, there are some times when you want to punch a kid upside the head. They can make it real easy to want to punch him. But as the adult, the functioning adult, responsible functioning adult, you should not do it. But I didn't see it as racial. You know, it was, oh, it's racial. No, it wasn't racial. I mean, she cared about the kids enough where she's like, look, your dumb ass is trying to stop everybody else from learning. And she's popping upside his head. I can get it. I can see it. I wouldn't do it, but I can see it, because some of these kids need to be popped upside the head. And then he started whining when he got popped upside the head, and they started laughing at him. And I'm guessing he probably was good after that, because some of these kids need, because y'all letting them off the hook, and they want to be stupid. And then, you know, they get called out on it. Everybody else want to learn. They don't want to learn. And then, boom. Oh, it ain't racial. Wasn't racial at all. She cared enough for the other students because his dumb ass didn't want to learn. Of course, she handled it wrong. But at the same time, some of these kids need that. Not abuse, but somebody to check their ass hard. Like, look, you know what? You're tripping. Stop it. But instead, we'll be focused on, like, Tennessee. Tennessee passed a bill that's supposed to be denying service based on counselor religion, and it's supposed to be going to the governor. The Tennessee Senate voted 25-6 to approve an amendment to the measure on Monday. It protects therapists and counselors from lawsuits and criminal prosecution if they deny services to clients whose religious beliefs conflict with their own. Now, for me, I'm trying to understand how you can find out that a client's religious beliefs are different from your own. I mean, because seems to me you have to, like, ask, right? Yep. Hey, what's your religion? What are your religion? I mean, I've never thought, like, therapists or counselors would be like, well, hey, I need to know your religious beliefs before I help you. I mean, because this just seems like something where they're just going to look at people and say, you know what, you look a certain way, so we can't help you. Now, there, of course, are going to be some stupid people who are Christian fundamentalists or Muslim fundamentalists. Oh, yeah, well, see, this is right because they're not living right, blah, 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 blah. But basically, this is saying that they can refuse you service because they want to, and you have no recourse. It will be the law. They'll be protected under the law to say, you know what? Screw you. I can't help you. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but that doesn't sound cool at all. I mean, I'm like, so I can just look at you, size you up, like, you know what? I can't help you. You're not my religion. But I'm a Christian. Well, I'm a Buddhist, so I can't help you. it sounds like the dumbest thing ever. I mean, if it passes, I mean, because you know, they're I mean, it's some real big stuff going on, and obviously in North Carolina, they're real sincere with this anti lesbian, gay, transgender law. So much so that a porn website, X-Hamster, has refused service anyone from North Carolina since 12:30 Monday Eastern Time. So if you have a North Carolina IP address, you're just going to see a black screen on the computer. No porn. And the people over at xhamster.com says this is going to stay in place until North Carolina repeals their House Bill 2. So, yeah. Now, I think, honestly, that might work more than anything else. But I would say that it would take all of the websites to, like, ban it. And I hate that I'm even talking about this because it's like there's important stuff going on that nobody's talking about. That we sitting up here talking about North Carolina and X-Hamster banning North Carolina from watching the porn on their site. But it would work. I saw something that was interesting. Colorado advanced a bill that struck down the state's ban on residential rain barrels. Now, basically what that's saying is if you're living in Colorado, you can put out rain barrels and catch your own water. Now, to me, that's saying the state of Colorado cares about its citizens. Because as we know, over in Flint, Michigan, well, just in Michigan, period, because I'm going to guess it's not just in Flint. We know it's in other parts of Michigan. You know, you take a shower, and I gotta keep repeating this week after week. You can take a shower and poison yourself. Much less talk about drinking. We talking about taking a shower and harming yourself, because I have not yet heard any measures that they've taken to alleviate the problem significantly. I mean, we talk about water. I haven't seen like the president a state of emergency. We're gonna build a water desalination plant, and we're gonna clean that water in Michigan so that this never happens in the United States. I have not yet heard that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing it. But I haven't heard it yet. So until I hear something like that, or somebody tells me that they've gone drastic, it's code red, and they're like, we're gonna hook you up. We're gonna hook up the people of Michigan and make sure that you have clean water. Until I see it or hear it, I don't believe it. And for Colorado to come out and say, hey, you know what? Y'all can put out your rain barrels and get the water, because supposedly they have a water shortage, which I have never believed in water shortages, because the world is 75% water. Build desalination plants. I'm going to keep saying this. And you clean the water and have clean water. There's a lot of water everywhere. So when they say, oh, there's a water shortage, that means basically, and I repeat and I keep retorting, that means they want us to conserve water because they're not going to. Water conservation only concerns poor people. Not rich people. Because they're not conserving anything. We do the conserving while they do all the benefiting. So, yeah. When I hear water conservation in the world, 75% water, I have to look like, yeah, why? Why am I conserving water? Don't understand it. Plenty of water on Earth. And so, shout out to the Colorado legislature. Say, go on, save you some water. Just in case we mess it up here in Colorado, you're not going to die. You can have your own water. I wonder if that's a precursor to them coming out and saying, hey, you know what? The water's screwed up here in Colorado also. Just a thought. I mean, you know, we talk about things that are important. I'm saying, why didn't they ban the porn in Michigan until they, I mean, obviously, maybe it affects the common citizen, but I'm guessing if you ban the porn wherever there's injustice, you probably can get some stuff done quicker. Because I think people care about it. I mean, I know it's that link to Satan, because that leads to masturbating for the ladies. But maybe it's time for that to happen. On that note, I want to thank you all for listening. I am Mr. F the N-Word, and this was another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out, and I may or may not listen to porn. Listen, watch, peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got
Drama.